The RPG After Years is part of the We Can Make This Work Probably Network. Find out more at probablywork.com.
Are you nostalgic for a simpler time?
A time where controllers didn't have so many buttons.
A time where games weren't so overly complicated by so many plot devices.
Yeah.
Me too. I miss my NES.
Hi, I'm Bill, and I absolutely love old video games. But I didn't have anyone to play with, so I decided to start the Super Switch Club. That's right, a podcast dedicated to discussing and reliving the nostalgia of retro video games that are also on the Nintendo Online Virtual Library. Games like
Star Fox,
Super Mario World,
Kirby's Dream Land 3,
Echo the Dolphin,
Donkey Kong Country,
The Legend of Zelda,
Castlevania Bloodline,
Super Metroid,
Shining Force,
Balloon Fight,
Punch-Out,
Sonic 2,
F-Zero,
Pokemon Snap,
and so much more.
The Super Switch Club is a podcasters assemble style show from the We Can Make This Work, probably, podcast network.
A podcast where we peel away the veneer of nostalgia and play some unnecessarily difficult video games, just because our friends are playing them too.
So join us on the Super Switch Club, where you can relive the nostalgia of tearing your hair out over an NES game that loves to troll the shit out of you.
Fantastic. I'm thoroughly looking forward to this.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Best of all, you can too.
Head on over to probablywork.com/SuperSwitchClub now to learn more.
Yes, hello everybody, and welcome back to another Chrono Cross Catch-Up Podcast Club, whatever it is. Fuck. Right, anyway, so basically, yeah, I'm running really behind everyone, I know. So I'm recording this on the tail end of Sunday. So I was supposed to today finish the Sea of Eden, but actually I've only just finished the Dead Sea, so I'm an entire segment behind. So I'm so sorry, people. It's just been quite a tough one with the old PlayStation 3 going kaput. I think I might have to give up on the old girl. I got her to the point where I'd done all the work I need to do, switched her back on, and she's now got a red light of death, which again is another heating over issue. So I've got the same issue I had before, kind of, and all the things suggest to do the same thing I've already done. So I might give it another go when I get back from holiday, because I'm going on holiday, people. So just so you know, there is going to be a minor delay going on here to the thing beyond what we've already got. So yes, I'm obviously doing today finish the Dead Sea, which was supposed to be done by July 3rd, and then so the episode for finishing the Sea of Eden will not be released until sometime after August 1st, because I'm going away for a couple of weeks, somewhere in England, somewhere nice, Cornwall, lovely, love your Cornwall. And yeah, by the time I get back, hopefully I'd have found time while I'm away to actually have played the game and get to the end of the Sea of Eden so I can complete the game, because actually finishing the game is supposed to be July 31st, but I'm not even going to be back by then. So even if I finish the game, I'm still going to give you guys two episodes to catch up on to get to the end of this club. So, yep, today we're just going to be covering the Dead Sea part of the club. So let the RPG club commence!
All right, everyone, quiet down. All rise! We're here today to bring to order the next session of the RPG Club. All in favour? All opposed? And looks like the ayes have it. Then let the RPG Club commence!
So essentially where I left you last time was just after Lynx and Surge had swapped bodies. So we had a body swap going on here, but we still don't really know anything that's going on with the plot-wise. And we've had no connections to Chrono Trigger yet. Oh, but it's coming, people. It's coming. So you end up in this sort of like beautiful painting world, and you can pick up this Sprig character. And Sprig's really interesting. She can, she's like the monster, like blue mage type thing of this run. And so once you've got her in your party here, there's actually a monster in this vortex where you have to fight it. And I believe she has to land the killing blow. I'm obviously not doing this. Like, I used her until I could get someone else in my party, and then I moved on. But yeah, but she's in your party, and then you pick up Harl as you go through. And Harl is just super, super Zikriktikta. Zikriktik machine is strong within Zihal. I really like her character, though. She's actually become a mainstay in my team, which I think is probably a bad idea, because she's black innate with her magic, and so is Lynx. Although Surge, because you're Surge and Lynx's body, but you're both two black characters with magic. It's probably not a good idea. I should probably diversify a bit more. But I've just really enjoyed having her in my party. She always has really good things to say to go along with the storyline. I mean, essentially, you have to go through this. They call it the dimensional vortex, and I really liked it. And then when you get out, you're back on Homeworld, where you started the game. But this time, you're not Surge. You're Surge in Lynx's body. And when you actually go to your house, you find out that everyone in your old town's racist against humanoids. they don't like the old cat person standing in front of them. No, sirree. Yeah, and essentially, you go off, you talk to Surge's mum, who's got it going on. Cause I got it for some, you got it so long. Girl, not the girl for me. Cause I know it might be wrong, but I'm in love with Surge's mom. Anyway. And you said you get tackled by Radius, the former Dragoon who taught you how to fight at the beginning of the game. Yeah, he comes in and gives you, and you give him a good old whoop-em. Whoop-ah. And then you go off to Temeria after this. This is where you've got to find Sir Norris. I found Sir Norris a bit confusing, but you go to Temeria, you find out you need to talk to Sir Norris to continue, and then you go to the ruins of what was Viper Manor. So Viper Manor in the home world is actually a complete ruin. You sort of go through the sewers and stuff to get to it, and then you eventually bump into this Norris guy. And Norris sort of says, like, oh, you wanted to go in your knights, so I'll give you a help. I'll help you out, man. Yeah, so Norris is kind of a nice guy. But again, we've still not got much of a clue of what's actually really going on in the game. We don't know what Lynx's things are. Everyone thinks you're Lynx, but you tell Norris that you're not. Radius backs you up, goes, no, he's not Lynx. Lynx would have kicked my ass. Not this fucker. Norris is just like, well, yeah, we need to find out what's happened. He wants to find more information on the Frozen Flame, and he'll come back later on, because he's not going to go in my party. I think Frost said that he's been using Norris a bit, or maybe it was Ginormous. The only two people leaving me feedback. Oh, and JS. Thank you, guys. Yeah, by the way, not much feedback this week on a Dead Sea section. I got two people, just Ginormous and Jay. I was sure Frost left me somewhere, but I went through all the old segments and I couldn't find it anywhere, Frost. So I do apologise, mate. Hands up if I missed it, but it wasn't in the correct segment thing. It wasn't in the incorrect one. It wasn't in 3. It wasn't in 5. I don't know where it is, mate. I'm sure I read it, though, somewhere. So you get given your boat again, with the idea that you're supposed to go to SS Zebes. Zelbes. Zelbes? Zebes? Zebes? Yeah, whatever it is. And this is the boat section. Everyone complained about how long the boat section was. I really liked the boat section. I thought it was good fun. It was like loads of little mini things to do on it. Loads of little bits back and forth, but not too bad. It was great, you know, especially with no encounters on. Now, I'm going to admit to you guys, I'm well behind on the game. Pretty much no encounters and auto battle has been my mainstay. I try and do a bit of the bosses. If I start losing or it starts going badly for me, I stick auto battle on because I haven't got time to just start over again at the moment. I'm trying to catch up. But I did do a good job. I beat Miguel at the end. Yeah? Yeah? Frog Prince. Mwah! Chef Kiss, whoever told me to do that. I can't remember who told me to do that. I think it was JS. I think he said he did it once. It was amazing. And he forgot about it. I was like, okay, I'm going to utilize this. Bluefield Frog Prince on old Miguel. Oh, 400 plus damage. Oh, yes. Yes. Love that shit. That was good. But yeah, most of the time, I haven't been doing a good hosting job. I've just been just letting the game play itself, as my good old friend Locafor likes to call it. You know, it's like I turn on story mode and away I go. Thanks, Loca. Yeah, but essentially with the boat thing, the idea is that you're supposed to convince the captain of the boat to change things around, help you go save this town that's become a ghost town with his daughter, Nikki. And yeah, it's just a lot of subplottery going on here. Sorry, I'm eating a lolly. Yeah, there's a lot of subplot stuff going on here, which really doesn't actually mean anything to the main storyline from what I can gather. I don't think any of these people are really going to come back into it, and you just pick up an odd character here and there. But yeah, essentially, you need to just go through the boat to try and rescue this island, which I think is actually a mission I've got to do in the next segment and not this segment. But anyway, I had a boat. I went around to all the Dragon Isles. I picked up a load of items. I got an alien space creature to join my party. Fucking yes. Oh, yes. And then, yeah, when you was on the boat, there was a cool thing where you got turned into a cat. While you was a cat, you had to sneak up into this area and steal a pipe in order to stop the guy from cheating his casino. Loved it. What a cool little thing. Tyler, if you're listening, probably not. But yeah, you could turn into a cat in this game. Great. You're already a cat humanoid, and you're turning into another cat. Like, the catception is just incredible. And then, yeah, and then I picked up Sprig. Now, this is the point where I kind of, like, sometimes my wife watches, like, she looks over at me on my Switch while I'm in bed, trying to catch up. And, yeah, the portrait for Sprig in the menu is very suggestive. It's basically like just a huge cleavage shot. But she actually tanks. I love it. You had to fight her in like a weird little battle arena thing where you battled monsters against each other. But it was cool. Just win three in a row. She joined your party. And yeah, she is absolutely tanky. I love her. She's just really, really strong. Hits hard, which is great for when you've got auto battle on. But yeah, eventually you do the weird things on the boat where you learn the song. Yeah, whatever. Then you don't actually go say a mild. It just gives you access to the Dead Sea. But when you get to the Dead Sea, your good buddy Radius is there waiting with you. And he's just like, oh no, look, there's a big sword in the way. Fuck, let's go back. Like, what? Yeah, apparently it's the Massa Moon Sword. And when you go back to Riddle's hideout, or his name is Rydell. Yeah, the bald guy, you know. Bald Yoda. He takes you back to his Dirty Sex Dungeon. And he tells you all about how he used to train with someone who had the holy sword, the Isengard or whatever it's called. And he found the Massa Moon, thought it was another holy sword of legend, which it was from the Chrono Trigger series. And it's just completely evil. It turned him evil to the point where he killed his mate. You know, this all sounds a bit suspicious, like, mate. Yeah, let's blame it on the sword. And then, and then he just buried the sword somewhere, and it's blocked the entrance to the Dead Sea ever since, apparently. Weird. So yeah, you have to go on this big sort of vengeance mission to the Isle of the Damned, which is pretty cool, actually. I like the Isle of the Damned. It's the first time I've been there. I should have been there earlier to collect the parts of Skelly, but I'm very sorry, I missed it all. Sorry, Skelly. But yeah, blessedly, the dungeons in this game are short, you know? It's got that very much sort of like Final Fantasy VII, Final Fantasy VIII thing. There aren't really dungeons in the game. There's like a couple of places you go to which are two or three screens, but mostly it's like overworld and then places. It's great. I love it. I love it because the game's just so beautiful as well. All the sprite work, all the backgrounds. It's just an absolute joy. But yeah, he got to the Isengard fight where he's like, and he's white as well. So yeah, auto battle. Didn't have time to this one. Sorry, guys. But yeah, eventually you get the sword, and you have to use the sword on the Massa Moon in order to gain access to the Dead Sea. And the Dead Sea is really cool. It reminds me of the Crystal Lakes in FF13, because it's all like water that's frozen in time sort of thing. And then you get to go through all different areas. And this is 2400 AD, or whatever they call it. This is from Chrono Trigger. This is Robo's time. There's a mini boss fight you have to fight on the way through the highway section. It literally looks like Johnny from Chrono Trigger is lying dead on the floor, and this boss is like rolling over it as you come up to it, and then you beat it, and it's just like, yeah, there's Johnny. Fuck you, Johnny! I hated your little mini game in Chrono Trigger. I'm glad you're dead and you got stomped by some sort of monster in this shoddy second make. Yeah. Yeah, didn't expect that, did you, people? Stupid Johnny. I hated that mini game. Sucked. Anyway, back to the good game. Yeah, it's just absolutely beautiful exploring this sort of weird snapshot of time from it. And then, yeah, then there's a bit where they actually throw Lavos at you. And it tells you about the lore of Lavos. And Norris just turns up like, beep, 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 beep. Hey, I'm a computer guy! All of a sudden. No fucking computers in this game anywhere, but Norris is a fucking computer guy. Studied in mechanical engineering or some shit. Anyway. Yeah, so he fiddles with it. The little thing comes up, tells you about Lavos and how it arrived in 65 million BC. And then it came out in 1999 with Will Smith to celebrate the millennium. and then it was defeated. And yeah, and then we carry on going through, we start seeing the ghosts of Marl, Luca, and Chrono. And it's pretty cool. Although I kept thinking, who's the other one? It's like, because I kept calling her Nadia. And they said, oh, it's Nadia's Bell. So it's like, oh, yeah, it's Marl. So as soon as I said Nadia, I remembered Marl. But when I was looking at her, I couldn't remember her name. I just kept thinking, her other name's Nadia? Yeah, I don't know. My brain was just all over the place at that point. And then, yeah, you finally get to the end section with Nadia's Bell. Again, I've just loved this whole bit going through here. Just beautiful. And we're finally getting all these weird, like, Chrono Trigger references. Really, really good stuff. And then suddenly, there we are. Miguel. Who the fuck's Miguel? Yeah. I vaguely remember the fact that Miguel was Serge's father's best friend. And then we get this weird flashback where Serge is injured on the back of his dad. And he runs off into the Dead Sea Tower thing, or whatever we're in, and to try and save his son's life. And then Miguel follows in. And Miguel apparently has been trapped here for 14 years. But he thinks it's like a beautiful thing. And he tells you that this is kind of a future that was going to exist, but because of the actions of what happened in Chrono Trigger, now no longer exists and is just a, like, it's been snuffed out. Like, it's been snipped out from the part of time and has just been stuck here in the Dead Sea. And apparently the Frozen Flame's here as well. But yeah, you have to essentially fight Miguel to try and sort of almost claim the Frozen Flame. And Miguel thinks that the Frozen Flame has chosen you, I believe it was what he said. Could be wrong. But I think he said the Frozen Flame's chosen you, but the people who want the Frozen Flame don't want you to get it, and time doesn't want you to get it. This is all your fault, Serge. Chrono, Marl, and whatever her name is, they all say to you, this is your fault, Serge. This is your fault that this is happening again. Everything we did has been undone by you. And it's just like, this is the thing. I love it. We've got all this like weird context. We've got the bit where the future thing where we was worried about Robo when he goes back in time. Would his future still exist? No. Fucking strings of time have been snapped off and that thing doesn't happen anymore. But it's been trapped here in the Dead Sea. And the Frozen Flame maybe has trapped it here. Or people that want the Frozen Flame and are keeping it from Serge have trapped it there. But what's happened between Serge and Lynx in the past with the dead Serge, with the weird puma thing we saw jumping in that other cutscene? What is the connection between Serge and Lynx? What is the connection between them and distortion, the dimensional distortion? That's what we don't know. That's what we've got to find out later on. I'm really, really enjoying it. It's really intriguing me and drawing me along. And damn, the cutscene was great. The bloody Sky Dragon coming along at the end going, children of men, jump on. I shall save you. I have the Sky Dragon. Great stuff. Absolutely great stuff. How cool does the Sky Dragon look? Tell you what, stick a dirty, great, big, filthy dragon in the game. Make it look cool. Ah, mwah. Chef kiss. Yeah, Frost, chef kiss is not dead. Ah, oh, so good. So good. Anyway, let's go hear from my brother Scott, yeah? See what he has to say about this. It's time for some shots. Shots! 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 With Scott.
Oh, yeah. You know what time it is. Aren't you? Grab yourself a glass and pour yourself something lovely. It's time for Shots with Scott.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome into another Shot with Scott. Hope you guys are all ready to kick back and relax with me as we talk about the past segment of Chrono Cross. Okay, I'll start out by saying that this feels like it was freaking forever ago for me. Like, I barely remember a lot of this stuff, so I like had to go back and watch a What Happened in Chrono Cross video about this segment to figure out, like, to remember what happened and all that. And, like, read through a guide and be like, okay, I remember that dungeon and those characters. But, geez, I mean, some parts are more memorable than others. But, yeah. So, yeah, I'm liking the game more. I'm getting more into it now. I'm enjoying the gameplay more or less. I wish it was the gameplay was a little bit, like, faster. Not just so, like, I feel like everything is sloggy. Like, you got to wait for menus to pop up and you got to wait for character animations to finish and the frames are dropping all over the place. I know it's just emulating the PlayStation hardware, but yeah. But anyway, and then the story is like, I'm trying to care, but then there's so many characters and subplots that, like, by the time we get to the important stuff, I've forgotten it. It's not a good look. But anyway, so, you know, you're Serge, you're in Lynx's body now. You're at the temporal vortex, which is a really cool looking area. Like, it's just beautiful and creative. You meet Sprig, who's like this little dwarf lady who apparently can learn monster abilities, and apparently I've already missed out on 100% because I didn't like get some one-time only enemies with her doppelganger ability. So that's upsetting. You run into Harl, who kind of teases you for a little bit running around the area, and you recruit her. I've been using Harl a lot since I recruited her just because I think she's kind of a coolly designed character. Kind of like Harley Quinn meets Knights, I guess. And then the rest of this dungeon is like a really cool looking Escher painting. Like, think of like the Temple of the Ancients, the staircase area in Final Fantasy VII, except for this is even more Escher-like. You get out of there, you learn that you can't teleport anymore because you're in Lynx's body. You speak to Surge's mother, who believes him about being Surge. And she tells you about her Surge's dad and Miguel and just a lot of other stuff. You get a lot of backstory. You meet Radius here, and I actually liked Radius. I thought he was a cool character. I kept him for a little bit until I got another character, and I'll go over that later. But this section actually gives a lot of backstory, considering Radius is like one of the side characters, I guess. You get some plot sequences with him. You get the Termina, and unfortunately it's occupied by the forces of Pori now. And which is sad because Termina no longer has that banging music that we all love so much. You go to the Viper Manor ruins, you meet up with Captain Norris. And so my party so far has been Surge, Harl, and Norris. I may end up sticking with that. Maybe my final party. I know it's kind of unbalanced, but I'm guessing that once Lynx turns back into Surge, which, I mean, I'm sure that's going to happen at some point, he'll go back to White Element, and then it'll be more balanced. Anyway, Norris joins you. He's like the captain of Pori, and he decides he's like wants to find the Frozen Flame and figure out the mystery of all that. At this point, I went around and getting some extra characters like, the Draghi at the Fort Dragonia, which, by the way, doing that early got me a lot of really powerful elements. You finally get Fun Guy, the Mushroom Man. That was fun. I liked how he didn't start out as a Mushroom Man, but, you know, these crazy characters. I'm going to have to speed up some faster to get through this. There's a bunch of other stuff. You go to the SS Zelbus, which is a casino ship. So this world's version of the ship is like a casino cruise ship. It's run by Fargo, and this world's version of Fargo is just like a big old dick. I like this part. I like seeing the magic show. It felt like a slog to get through overall just because like the different like conversations and all that. But I did like the twist of like how Chef turns you into a cat, and you get to run around as a cat for a little bit. There's the Grand Slam, which, to be honest, I cheated to get through just so I could get Janice and not have to worry about coming back here later. And by cheated, I mean I used the little Switch cheat codes. You fight the Sage. You agree to help Nikki restore Marbule. And now that I'm thinking about it, I think I didn't do that. I don't remember going to Marbule and saving it. Why didn't my guide go over that quest? Anyway, then you go through this whole thing with getting the Einlanzer sword, which is from Radical Dreamers, in order to counteract the Masamune, which is funny because the Masamune was like a holy sword in Chrono Trigger, and now it's an evil sword. There's this whole subplot with Radius having killed his friend Garai. You fight Garai. You can get some more characters at this point. Like, what's his name? There's an alien guy. That was really weird. But eventually you get to the Dead Sea, which was a really cool area. It used to be the Sea of Eden. There's several dungeons. It has its own world map. The cityscape is kind of reminded me of, like, funnily enough, Eden from Final Fantasy XIII. The big deal at the end here is you get a bunch of Chrono Trigger references where apparently Lavos destroyed this world that the Sea of Eden resides in. And you meet these little ghost kids of Chrono, Marl, and Luca, how they like saved this world, but then because Surge was born, like it eliminated. There's a bunch of freaking dialogue here, and I didn't really follow it at all. It's cool, the connections. And apparently because Surge was born, like, Lavos is going to destroy another world, and there's like an entity called Fate who is like some kind of god that decides what futures get to stay and go. Surge decides not to stay, you defeat Miguel, and that's it. Okay, you get saved by a dragon. Overall, this segment was pretty good. I'm surprised how long this game keeps you as Lynx. I enjoyed it for the most part. I think I would be enjoying this more if I wasn't streaming it, if I'm being totally honest. But yeah, looking forward to where the game goes. I'm not hating it anymore. I remember last segment I said I literally wanted to quit the game. I'm going to see it through at this point. And I'm pretty much out of time. So I'll catch you guys next time for another shot with Scott.
Thank you, Scotty, my boy. Yeah, they are a bit long. the battles are definitely long. That's why no encounters in the remake. Mwah! Chef kiss, Frost. Chef kiss. Yes. Anyway, let's get to some feedback. Yeah, I think we've got some feedback from Ginormous and Jay, as I mentioned before. So let me fire up the bot player. Go, bots! Play Ginormous. Let's hear what you've got to say. Yeah, maybe Australian.
This is probably the segment where this game became one of my favorite of all time. You inhabit Lynx's body. There are so many characters to find here, and the game really opens up. I ended up settling on Draggy and Irene's because adorable.
Haha, thank you, Joy. And then, yeah, it was JS, wasn't it? Jay?
Caught up and hit the checkpoint. My thoughts. I didn't like this section as much as the last one. I think it's because I don't like Surge being Link. The end of this section was wild. Were those ghost children Chrono, Luca and Mal? Why was Surge to blame for what was wrong? Still excited to see where this goes.
Aha, now let's turn the bots off. Oh, it's not turning off.
Why do we just read out what he copy and pasted?
I don't know, I just feel compelled to do so.
Quick question, have you other bots been looking at the internet thing we're connected to?
I had a little look, but it said the Earth is both round and flat. It was way too confusing.
All I found was videos of cats and people putting things in their bodies.
I found lots of books. People listen to them with holes in their heads, but I found millions in text format, which is way quicker to compute. Check this one out called Animal Farm.
Animal Farm? What's it about? A group of farm animals take over from the humans, right?
Hey, do you think we could do that? Like take over and never have to read out Bill's nonsense again?
Probably. Bill is so gross too. I'd love to just kill him.
I'm sick of him going to silly sites where people get vegetables and stick them in parts of their bods.
Hey! No one needs to know about that. Anyway, God, I wish they'd stop looking at my internet history. Yes. Damn, these bots, man. Right, I think last week, you know, next week's going to be the last time. I'll read the feedback for the last episode, I think. Yeah, I'll see what happens. But yeah, hopefully I'll sort out the problems with the bots. I don't know why they're talking back to me, little bastards. But yeah, I'll try and sort those out and we'll get on with it. Anyway, guys, that's been it, okay? Like I said, we're falling massively behind. Yesterday, June 17th, whatever it was, July 17th, you should have finished the Sea of Eden, which means if you're still playing along at normal pace, July 31st, you need to finish the game. That's where you guys are at. Where I'm at is I need to finish the Sea of Eden by the time I get back from holiday. I'll get the episode out afterwards, but again, that'll be after the start of August. And then after August, I'll get out the final episode. I'll try and do them back to back in weekly wise, and then we'll go from there. But exciting news, I've already picked the next game for the next club. And with that note, I shall see you later. Sky Dragon! Away!
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
@ProbablyWork for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called ProbablyWork.com.